Bill, last week I asked you about potential residuals of the game against Auburn, and your comment was we'll just have to wait and see next week until we face UTEP. Can you give me a sense for what the result of that was today?
Well, I haven't really thought about it, but you know, just off the top of my head, it I guess I don't really know. You know, I just know how we played today, and I know how we got started. I thought we were great on defense, so maybe from a defensive perspective, maybe it was advantageous. From an offensive perspective, it probably wasn't. You know, we started poorly on offense, and about best I can tell you right now.
Can you assess how you thought your special teams played today? And then can you talk about the explanation that they gave you after the second block punt?
Hey, you don't have time for that. And I still don't understand it. Now, as far as our special team, I mean, we did some wonderful things, and then, you know, we fell apart. We had some twos to go on the field that weren't ready to play, and consequently some bad things happened. But, you know, outside of that, when our ones were on the field, you know, I thought we did an extremely fine job. We let one return get back a little bit on us on a kickoff, but outside of that, and the penalty, we had those young pups got penalized. Two of them had two called back. You know, really we had, with our punt return unit, punt block, you know, in reality we had four game-changing plays. You know, two blocks and two returns that would, you know, both were for touchdowns. One of them got called back, and the block got called back. Got called back. We had a chance to catch it, and we just got, you know, somebody out there that's dreaming and fails to catch the ball, and otherwise, we get the turnover down, you know, down going in. So, anyway, whatever the question was, we, you know, I thought we played well when we had to play well in the ball game. But you know, from my standpoint, we always have to play well, and twos have to be ready to play. You know, and if you're not ready to play as a two, because they get as many reps as you know, we're a little different than most people. Our twos get, you know, virtually every amount of reps that our ones get, and you know, if they're not ready, there's a problem. And that was the case today.
Coach, you don't show a lot of emotion generally on the sideline. You were pretty heated with that explanation. What were you trying to convey to the officials during that long play?
Well, number one, I was clueless in regards to what they were trying to tell me. And number two, I just, you know, it, whatever the ruling was, it just didn't seem to be appropriate. You know, it in my way of thinking that, and apparently there's a rule to that effect that I'm totally unaware of. But I, trust me, that's the first thing I'm going to do when I walk out of here is find that ruling. But you know, they did the best they could. It just it took them an hour and a half to do it.
Coach, this UTEP team came in one of the top rushing teams in the country, holding to fewer than 2 yards of carries today. How pleased were you with your defense overall, and then specifically the linebackers, John Truman, didn't allow any pulls up the middle?
As I said, I was very pleased with the way we had, excuse me, in the first half, we had five consecutive three and outs. I mean, you can't get much better than that. And as I told them, you know, on the sixth possession, sixth and last possession of the first half, they got a first down. And as I told our players, I'm kind of glad that happened because it gave me something to complain about when I got in the locker room at halftime. Otherwise, I'd have been speechless. Our defense played well. Jonathan, you mentioned Jonathan played extremely well. Jonathan, you know, had some of those, you know, he's made a few of those mistakes that nobody sees. And he worked diligently this week. And one of the things, you know, his pursuit angles were, in the previous ball game, were left a little bit desired, and today was, to my knowledge, he was perfect on. I mean, he's just one of those young guys that if he's making some mistakes, if he's got some shortcomings, he's going to work hard to get it corrected. You know, if you get you get 22 Jonathan Trumans, you're going to be all right.
I know you think, or you always say, a return unit is exactly that, or a full unit, but what did they do well with Tyler today to set up so many of those long runs?
Well, I think it was. I mean, I can tell you what they did well, and I can tell you why we got two of them that got called back because of penalties, and they were major returns. One of them for a touchdown, and that's because, you know, we just didn't have the discipline, the total discipline that we needed to make. You know, if you're going to score from 75 yards out, there's got to be some discipline to the, you know, to the 11-man team, and we didn't have that today. Now, to go to the good things, I thought we did a. We did a nice job of getting a blocker on a defender and maintaining our blocks, staying on our blocks. I think Tyler did a nice job of being able to sort and pick his way through. Curry Sexton on our punt returns, you know, did a nice job of getting Tyler started. On our kickoff return, Charles Jones did a nice job getting Tyler started. We didn't get too many of those, but you know, most of them came off the punt returns. But you know, and again, it was and Tyler was a part of it. You know, he did some excellent things, but some other guys did as well.
Coach, you talked about not starting off well offensively in the game, but the second half, scoring on all those possessions and averaging more than 15 yards per play each of those scoring drives. You always talk about the first 5 minutes of the third quarter can decide a lot in that game. What kind of steps do you see the offense take in that second half?
Well, that was a big part of the dialogue in the at the halftime, and I was pleased because we didn't start the ball game well offensively, miserably, in fact. And to be able to come back in the second half and start it the right way, score the first three possessions of the second half, I thought was and it was good because the execution was good. We made some substantial, as you indicated, substantial yardage plays. In other words, some big plays. We got into the right things. Jake did a nice job of being able to check into some things that gave us some positive opportunities. So I don't know what the question is, but was I pleased? Yes.
So did that execution kind of start at the end of the first half? You had a 4th and 3 and went for it. Was that kind of a challenge to the offense?
You know, it really was. It was every bit of that. You know, probably in 9 out of 10 times, I'd probably, you know, see if we couldn't hit it through the uprights. And but, you know, we needed that. We needed to do that. And we did. So, I was pleased with it.
Coach, late in the first quarter, Tyler passed Aaron for 4th all-time receiving yards, and then later moved into 3rd. Can you assess what kind of special moment that is for him to pass the family members and then being closer to Kevin?
Well, I don't really know because I haven't asked him. That we haven't talked about that and very seldom do, but I'm sure it has some meaning for him, but I'm quite certain that it has some meaning for Aaron and has some meaning for Kevin in a very positive way. Aaron was here Thursday of the week, and it was great to see him again, and he had an opportunity to spend some time with Tyler, and that was good. It's been a while since he's been back, so you know, again, you know, excellent family, good players, better people, as they say.
Charles Jones had 2 of his 3 rushing touchdowns out of the Wildcat formation. What makes him so special when he runs the ball out of the Wildcat?
A whole bunch of guys up in front of him. You know, if you don't knock those people somewhere, then you probably, he's not going to run it in, nor is anybody else, you know, for that matter. But and he ran hard. You know, I mean, I'm not taking anything away from him. He did what he was supposed to and did it very well and ran hard. And, you know, like I say, you know, when everybody does their job, then you're probably going to get reasonably positive results.
What made you go with Matthew today at kicker, and how do you think he did?
I think he got them all through, if I am right. So, you know, that's probably the answer to the question.
Did he just kick better this week?
He did, yes. That's exactly, yeah.
Being a man of consistency, why did you, what was the thought process with going with the white windbreaker instead of the purple?
Where's this?
Probably has a stat on how many times you've worn.
Well, the truth be known, I got a memo from the conference office that said that the whatever bowl was on the back of it is no longer with our conference. So I thought, okay, if they're going if they're dropping out of the if we can't get that bowl game again, I'm not going to advertise for them. So that was it. That's a true story.